Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another Daily Financial Market Report. Today is February 17th, and we have quite a bit to talk about. We didn't get to record yesterday because of some technical difficulties that were outside of our control, but everything happens for a reason. So we still had a lot done within our inner network here at the Forex Helper, and our business counselor has a lot to share with us in regards to that. But first, let's get into the update. Let's talk about the market. If you're in account management, I know everybody in our account management is jumping for joy. Look at our daily financial market report. See for yourself. For those of you who are brand spanking new, those of you who are coming for a seven-day trial, I know that you're looking at this information at the Daily Financial Market Report, and you're trying to figure out, oh my goodness, what does this all mean? How do you interpret this stuff? It's like a whole nother alien language. You don't have any clue what's going on. Don't worry. I know I've been singing this song for quite some time, and for good reasons, because there's a lot of things that needed to be done. A lot of the things that you're seeing right now here at the Forex Helper is just as a result of us here at the Forex Helper coming together and getting a lot of things that were here. Matt, if you guys are familiar with the show, there's a show on A&E. It's called Hoarders. All right? And if you're not familiar with the show, I'll just give you a quick little explanation. It's about people that got a whole bunch of stuff cluttered in their house, all right? I mean, these guys are, like, extreme, all right? In a sense, and I'm not too proud to say this, but hey, it is what it is. Here at the Forex Helper, we had a lot of things just cluttered. Not literally here at the Forex Helper office, but figuratively speaking, there was a lot of things, I mean, just piling up all over the place, and oh my goodness, you know, and that makes it very difficult for business to run. You know, it makes it difficult for every area of our business to run, whether it's the marketing, whether it's the customer service, whether it's the sales department, you name it, research and development, all of the different departments and compartments that make up this business, things were just all over the place. So it kind of suffered in other areas. So that's why maybe in times past, you might have been trying to contact us and you weren't able to get the right help that you were looking for. But now I'm happy to say things have changed and things are changing for the better. And I really want to talk a lot about this, about going in a new direction, a better direction. Guys, in our life, we're going to come into situations where things are not going to look the way they should look according to our perspective, according to our standards. So what should we do about it? Guys, that means we got to go back to the drawing board and really take that look within ourselves, really, at the end of the day, and see what it is that we might be doing wrong, what it is that we might be missing, and then go ahead and strategize. Come up with a plan. Come up with a strategy, and that's pretty much what we have. And I don't want to talk too much about it. Like I said, our business counselor will most definitely talk about it. But guys, once I'm done with the parts that I need to do, we're going to get right into, and I'm very excited about this content. Oh my goodness, if you've gone to the site, you'll be able to see the content. It's not really all the way there, not necessarily with the site, but with the YouTube content, especially with the free content. There's people that's been hitting us up and asking us can you please share this? Could you please explain this? Well, now is the time, especially those of you who've been waiting for the Wynn University courses. So this is it. We're about to embark and approach on the Wynn University courses. I'm very excited. So stay tuned. Look out for the Wynn University courses. I'll be first starting with the revision of the ebook. I'll simultaneously do some other parts of these courses as well, especially with understanding the cryptocurrency, understanding how money works, you name it, etc. And especially for those of you who need to understand how the daily financial market report works, I'll have something out there for you too as well. What's going on with the Forex market? Let's take a look and see. Have your daily financial market report open. So, if you see anything, just know that there's two ways to look at this. You can look at it from the color perspective. All green. All green. So all green means all good. All right? Especially from our perspective. Another way you can look at it is look at the percentages. All right? So the higher the percentages, you can see there's a higher number of consistency with the alignment. Look at the pattern too. Pay very close attention to the pattern, because a high pattern, so consistent, we can see on Monday, the very first day of the month of February, a big strong push of alignment, 97%. So you can see from a numerical standpoint, the pattern is starting to change. Although everything is still good, look at the pattern we're starting to see. And you can look at the report too. There's other indicators like the extreme stress that will even show you, like, oh my goodness, there's more little extreme stresses popping up here all of a sudden. But look at the numerical pattern, 97%, then 93%, then 90%. You see that? It's getting smaller. 83%. 80%. All right. So that should also give you an indication, especially with the Forex market, what to look out for. If you're one of those type of traders and investors that are going to get in at certain times of the market, depending on what your style of investment is, if you really want to keep it safe and play it safe, this would be a very nice, great tool for you to use. And you'll be able to say, oh, okay, huh, I'm going to probably get out when things start to move in a pattern of, let's say, 60%, getting close to the 50% range or the blue area, okay? Whatever the case might be. Or you might be more focused on a particular currency pair and you look and say, okay, I'll take this instead. Another thing I'm going to start doing is this, which I kind of stopped doing it, and I'm sorry for that. And that's at the bottom of this report. It's called the top picks. And I've talked about the safe havens before, and that is associated with that aspect of the strategy. Don't worry, guys. I'll talk more about that. Excuse me. In fact, that might actually be the first topic of conversation when I get into the report. Not the report, guys. When I get into the content that I will be posting, especially on YouTube. So look out for it on YouTube. I'll make reference to it on the Daily Financial Market Report, but look for the actual content that's already on the YouTube, but it's empty on the playlist. So look for that. I'll start talking about, yes, the futures market. Yes, the missing video number 5, the infamous missing video number 5. It won't be missing anymore. We'll have it updated on the ebook as well. All right. So let's continue going on here. And let's take a look at the commodities market. What has changed in the commodities market? We continue to see this consistent movement in the commodities market. You can kind of see a similar pattern taking place, just a little different though. Different in regards to the time or the date. So with the Forex, we noticed that the pattern started immediately on the day the Forex market, the day the month started, which was February 1st. But here in the commodities market, we noticed that on February 1st, things kind of were a little shaky. So we've seen the 67%, and then we also noticed it started to go up a little, and then they finally hit 100% on a Thursday of the first week of this month. But then we noticed that kind of leveled itself out. Things were kind of crazy on Friday anyway, even with the Forex market. If you were to compare the daily financial market report calendar with the commodities and the Forex, you would see that Friday, both were crazy. Even on the Forex, I believe it was 75%. But here we have a Friday of 83%. Anyhow, the second week of the commodities market, the pattern again, 92%. So very consistent. There's proof to it, because look, where was gold? Okay, above 1790, we definitely know that, because we were looking at gold in the 1800s. So we definitely see, once again, this rings very true. Regardless of what was going on with the dollar, yes, gold did cave in. Sure enough, those of you who took our advice and looked at the report and decided to take gold, sure enough, you made your profit on the demise or the temporary downtrend of gold. I don't want to use those strong words like demise, because that's not exactly the reflection of what's going on with gold. So it's not going to diminish in that sense. But the value of gold, we did see, and we had it in our report, the value of gold would go down, and sure enough, it did. From 18.5 to about 17.9 today. So you would have been making profit if you had access to our report. Oil, if you had access to our report, you would be making profit as well. A lot of our account management members, their account has grown tremendously as a result of the oil prices gaining and moving. And we're definitely looking at awesome changes in the commodities market, especially with oil. Now let's talk a little bit about silver. We are noticing, again, I've mentioned it before in past shows, that silver is, of course, going through a lot of resistance. And this resistance primarily is due to the manipulation of the mainstream media and a lot of the stuff that's associated with what's called social economics. I don't know if there's a coin, if there's a term that's coined that out there, but of course, you're looking at a lot of the social media aspect of social economics is really what I'm talking about. Specifically, information that is purposely being put out there, especially in the social media arena in regards to silver. We saw that very clearly in regards to the whole situation between Reddit and GameStop, okay? And the same was echoed between Reddit and silver, all right? So there were parallels there. So a lot of our guys out there that are holding silver, myself included, by the way, just got to exercise your patience. So there's a lot of pressure, although the technical aspect is showing otherwise, but the fundamental aspect is really going against it very strongly. So you'll see that happen sometimes. All right, we have about 7 minutes left, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about a couple of other things that we can mention here in the commodities market. I don't really talk too much about it, but that is palladium and platinum. We have those. We've had it for quite some time. Now, I will mention, and I have mentioned before, if you decide to take palladium and your broker does provide for you to take palladium, please, please be very, extremely careful. Yes, palladium is extremely profitable, but it's extremely dangerous. You must take a small amount of palladium if you decide to take it. I would tell you the same with palladium The method you take with palladium trading or investing is the same method you are going to approach cryptocurrency with. They're both pretty much one and the same. Very volatile, very heavy to your account, very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. So approach it with extreme caution. So if you do take it, look at palladium right now. I would say this. Palladium is one day going on a new trend. Yesterday, a brand new trend happened with palladium, which kind of got it out of whack, off balance. But if you want to look for another alternative to gold, platinum is a very good option. Take a look at a report. I'm going to say it again. And I know sometimes you may be a little afraid. It depends on your risk as a person, as an investor. But if you're one of those investors, you know, like the skateboard type that's willing to, like, you know, do that, you know, those tricks with the skateboard and fly up in the air. If you're one of those kind of risky investors, just make sure our report tells you, it gives you all of the indicators to help you make that bold move. If you don't see any stress indicators and you see some alignment, then go ahead. For those of you who are that type of risk trader or investor, this report is gold. Gold. Try it out. Hey, put it on a demo account if you have to. Put it on a demo account. Try all the ones that are aligned and see for yourself. You're going to be astounded. You're going to be like, whoa, this thing is amazing. Let's move on now. We got about 4 minutes. Let's go to the cryptocurrency market. I've already told you that the cryptocurrency market is extreme on both ends. On this month, we don't necessarily see the extreme, but you'll be able to see it. You'll be able to see it soon. We got some nice 100%. Just by looking at that, you should already know. How can something be 100%? And then if you were with us in times past, you would notice that with the cryptocurrency, the extreme goes on both ends. Either 0% or 100%. So that should tell you in and of itself the nature of this type of market. So there's a lot to talk about when we look at the cryptocurrency. We can definitely go into understanding what's going to take place with the cryptocurrency. Look at all the recent news. I know I mentioned before, Elon Musk just bought, I don't remember exactly the amount now, but I believe it was $15 billion worth in cryptocurrency. Guys, it's a technology. Yet, it also serves as a money, a monetary value. So it goes both ways. So it's just, for a better lack of terms, an evolution to the internet. Technically is what it is from a technological standpoint. But there's a lot more to it than that. So, is it going away? No, it's not going anywhere. It's like saying the internet is going to go away. What I mean by that is this. When the technology of the internet was first presented and introduced to the public at the beginning, on the onset, if you heard someone tell you, hey, I just went on a nice vacation to the Fiji Islands, and you ask the person, okay, great, you had a good time, I'm happy, show me some pictures and some videos. Now if that person would have told you back in the 90s, they would have told you something, or even in the 80s, before the internet, they would have told you something like, okay, I'll send you the pictures. I'll send them over to you through the air, through invisible wires. Or I'll send it over to you through the telephone line. You would have looked at them like they were crazy. So what are you talking about? How are you going to send me pictures and video through telephone wires? How are you going to send me pictures and videos through invisible wires in the air? Well, lo and behold, guys, That's pretty much what we're dealing with now. Back then, you would have thought that person was crazy, cuckoo. You probably would have had them locked away. But the reality is this. As we progress with technology, the same is true with the blockchain, which is the core and the main driving force of the Bitcoin technology. So the blockchain could be compared to what the internet was when it was first introduced to the public. It took a long time for people to really understand the concept. Oh my goodness, guys. I really overdid it. I'll see you at the end of this commercial break.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
TheForexHelper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is, hold up, we got to do it right, You know how when Gabriel comes in and he got his intro, he got all that going for him, nicely, sounds good, so I had to get me one, so after the commercial, you know TJ's about to come in because his intro comes on, and it's for 30 seconds, so let's do it differently today. Yo, DJ, hit my music.
TJ, the business counselor.
But they don't even take this serious, though. They out there playing. What time? Check us out on ForexHelper.com. Dub. Long-term status. That's where it is. If you believe in it, you believe in it. Or you don't.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is. I'm going to turn it down just a little bit. Just a little bit. All right, ladies and gentlemen. My name is TJ. I'm the business counselor. For those who are listening, and those who got their ears open, rise and shine. It's a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. There's a lot of things that are taking place at this moment. There's a lot of changes about to happen in Forex. Now, what I'm going to do is only give you little details, just little details, so you guys be already prepared. Now, before we go there, I'd like to say my prayers go out to all those who are going through it in the state of Texas. For those who don't know, Texas had a crazy storm where it knocked out a lot of different things in other countries around that. For those who are flooding in or snowed in, prayers to you folks. Forex people, welcome to the world of Forex Helpers. Now, this is what we need to do here. For all those who are listening, I want you to understand how our program works and what is about to take place in the next few months. First, we need to understand about the payment arrangement. Because we are about to have a new contract with another party that will take care of business for us regarding our payment, this was going to happen. We might not be able to have PayPal anymore. PayPal might be eliminated from our payment plan because we are doing a lot of things differently. So be prepared. We don't know exactly the state. Just be prepared that we might not be able to use PayPal no longer. It's because we have another company that we can allow them to take care of all our essentials on our website. Understand, when a business starts to develop and goes higher and higher, things can change. Also, I would like to let everyone know, for those who come forward to become account management, to those who choose to be a part of the account management team, it's pretty much the best place you can be at, right? We have a good team. That's going to make your profit grow, but you got to understand the long-term strategy. Now, here's the issue here. Because we have people in the past that came and stole money from the company. TJ, what do you mean by stealing money from the company? They take the profit without paying their fees. So, in the future, effectively today, if your payment falls on the new trade week, what is the new trade week? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You have to make sure, the two those who got mail, the two those who come forward, you have to make sure that you make your payment. So if your payment falls on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we will not play trade for you until we get a payment. Because the problem is, we do your trade for you, you don't make your payment, and then you know you cost $200, $300, you just burn it. You just pretty much stole money from the business.
The business counselor.
So try to be allow things to be as easy as we can go. Now we got to start putting chains on certain things, because at the end of the day, just like you guys want to win, we want to win too on our end, on the staff and team. So we can't be having people come to the company and stealing money like that and feel that's the best way to do it. So for now on, if your payment falls on Monday through Wednesday on that payment week, then you would have to pay and take care of that issue. Make sure your payment made. Also, some other things going to take place. We do have a YouTube channel. And all the YouTube channels, if you go there, this is everything is pretty much there. We might end up removing Google Drive. Google Drive is basically all the tutorial videos that you can watch and see that Gabriel teaches. But you can do the same thing by going towards the YouTube channel. So we might just go ahead and eliminate that, because that's double time to work. So instead, allowing it to be double time to work, what we are going to do is allow you guys to go to the YouTube channel, and everything will be there, it'll be updated, versus going to Google Drive looking for the videos. You can go to the YouTube, and you'll see everything is there. It'll be a lot more easy for yourself. It'll be a lot more easy for us. Just understand, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of things are going to change for the best on both sides. Also, the account management. I want to make this clear. A lot of y'all got signals. A lot of y'all getting signals for free. And you only got it because we're doing trades for you. But that's about to come. Either two things are going to happen. Either we're going to raise the price up, or you guys are going to have to start paying for your signals. You're going to have to start paying for your signals, because at the end of the day, signals, that's money. And you do signals for yourself, that's money. It's not fair for other people who got signal service, got to go the whole route. But then account management, they come here, they get signals for free. So we got to start making transactions. Two things going to happen. Either you're going to end up paying for signal for those who want signal, or we're going to have to raise a fee on account management discount and regular. Just let you guys know there are a lot of things going to change for the best and for the better, because things are starting to progress and things are starting to develop. I need everybody to understand, for those who come forward, especially every trial person who decides to take on this everyday trial, please be advised that this is a long-term strategy program. If your program only think about one day only, then you won't make it here doing our long-term strategy. So we want you guys to understand everything we do is based on our long-term strategy, which has been working. You have to be mentally fit. You can't trade with your emotions, because if you choose to trade with your emotions, You're gonna make bogus moves that you should not make. So trust the team to handle your trades. When you sign up for account management, basically what you're saying, hey TJ, I trust your team. That they're gonna take care of my trades and make the best move for me. But if you stick your hand in the cookie jar, what does that mean? You go ahead, you stick your fingers in it, and the trades start taking trades out and in, you're going to cause your account to blow up. There's going to be a whole bunch of conflict. Let's avoid conflict and let's work together as a team. Trust my team. They are going to do the job. If they see profit, they will take the profit. But understand that everything we do here at Forex is basically on long-term strategy. If you guys want to win, then you guys have to believe. Even through the storms. Even through the storms of the market, you got to hang tough. And that's what I'm here for as a business counselor. I have no problem you come to TJ and say, TJ, sir. Yes. What's going on with my account? Ooh, ooh, ooh. I have no problem working with you because that's my job to do, is to work with you, make sure you're calm. Because there are days where the account will go up and down, but you got to expect that. We don't know what's going to happen in the market tomorrow. We don't control the market. We just control the trades and make the moves. So we have to be together as a team, not only as a team, to those who choose to come on board, to those who are already on board. The communication has to be on number 1-8. If we can't communicate with you through WhatsApp or email, then it makes things complicated. Remember, our goal is to make sure you reach your financial goal. That's what you came in for. That's what everyone come here for. So we're going to have more updated news regarding our changes in our services that will be taking place in Forex. Now, the stuff I said is not for sure, but it's already in the making. So we'll keep you guys updated here. Once it's official, we will let you guys know so you won't be caught off guard. Let's make money. Let's grow. Let's make this money look so good. Let's do that. So now I'm going to give it back to Mr. Gabriel. Thank you for listening to the update. If you have any questions, all you have to do is WhatsApp me, and I will be there for you. Just remember my office hours. Now, if it's something real serious, if you need to hit me on the weekend, I'm here to help you. Remember, I want you to win too. But I can't help you win. You can't help yourself. All righty. Back to Gabriel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, TJ, our business counselor. If you haven't already noticed, our business counselor has the passion. Not only does he have the passion, he has the determination, and he's going to actually do what it takes to make sure that our members win. Okay? So a lot of times, as you heard, he mentioned, okay, about changes taking place. What are changes? Changes are, could either be for the better or for the worse, but there's always going to be changes. In our case, we're seeing things going up and we're seeing things going for the best, going for the better. And we want to make sure that everyone is able to be part of this. We want to make sure that all of our members participate in these good aspects of our company. So in order for us to do that, we all have to be on the same page, as you already heard. Now, we will be talking about what these changes are. I'm not going to necessarily go into detail about these specific changes. You'll start to hear more about them as we move forward. But I want to talk about the main thing, from my perspective at least, is the content. Understanding, making sure that everyone is on the same page, especially with Wynn University, having everyone learn and understand so that they can grow. Because without the knowledge that's needed in order for us to move together on this journey, that right there can also become a hindrance. So we don't want any type of hindrance with anybody, none of our members, because as we move forward in this journey of moving upward, this journey, this exciting journey that encompasses every member, especially those members who want to succeed, those members who want to win, who want to learn, and not only learn, but be able to apply everything that is taught, not only in the ebook, but again, take what you can from these broadcasts, all right? Once we're caught up with all of these broadcasts on YouTube, you'll be able to go back and glean from them all of the important information that's needed in order for you to become a truly wise investor. I will continue to talk more on this point, and I also will give an update on the stock market report. But before I move any further, I'll see you after this commercial break.
Did you close your account after one storm? Don't be that guy.
Be that guy.
To succeed, you must endure through our long-term strategy. Be that guy. That guy. That guy.
Shout out to Forex Helper members. Thank you.
Salute.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, get that ebook. I think that ebook, especially it's things that you can get out the ebook that will open your eyes if you really take the time to get that ebook. So I encourage you guys, if you haven't read it, or for you newbies, or to those who's thinking or pondering, hey, should I join Forex? Go get that ebook. Go on the website, check it out. Take the time. If you don't understand it, you know, I'm here to help you. And if I don't know the full answer, I always go to my team. But yeah, get that ebook. This is a wonderful book that get you teach you about a lot of different things that you need to understand. All right, back to you, Gabriel.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All right. Now, before I actually get into the stock market report, let's talk about some important matters here. We mentioned before the importance of growth, the importance of change, because growth signifies that something is growing, therefore it's progressing. Therefore, you could even say that in a sense, to some degree, it's even alive. There's a sign of life. There's a sign of vigor. There's movement. There's action. We're looking for a situation in an industry that's known for the opposite. What do I mean by that? What is the situation we're looking for? What is the opposite knowing, or what is the industry known for? Okay, good. The situation that we're looking for is to create within this industry, within the Forex industry, and not only limited to the Forex industry, but just within the financial marketplace, a marketplace that's known for 98% of the people, especially those who begin, who enter into this market, it's known for failure. That's a pretty high failure rate. I don't want to get into the whole specifics about why the 98% is the base and how they function, but I'll just say this. We're looking to create an environment to help transition people, to help bring people over to the other side, to bring them over into the wise investment perspective, changing their whole mindset, a total mind paradigm shift. Once they're able to catch that, once they're able to see that, once they're able to grasp that idea and understanding, that's just the first stage. The next stage is now for them to apply it. And this is where the experience comes in. Experience, as we all heard, most of us have probably heard this before, but experience is the best teacher. We must actually go from head knowledge in theory to actually be able to know for ourselves that this thing actually works. I could eat a nice dish from a very nice restaurant and I could tell you all about it from here to kingdom come, but it won't mean anything to you unless you actually try the dish yourself and then come with your own opinion about it. So until you try it yourself, until you actually experience what needs to be experienced to become a wise investor, until that time comes, it's just going to be head knowledge, which can only take you so far. Now, what is this new direction that we're heading? We're taking all of our Wise Invest members into this area that's also known as Wynn University. This area of obtaining all of the knowledge that you will need in order to better equip you for what's to come. There will be a change, and there is a change that's already taking place in society. In order for you to be better equipped to handle all of the changes that are going to come, you must know certain things. And these are the certain things that I will be sharing. These are the certain things that our business counselor will be sharing. These are the certain things that we all, as members, including myself, I'm also a member of the Wise Investment Network, Wise Investors Network. All of us must be on the same page. I'll talk more about what these things are. If you guys are ready, if you're familiar with our website and you go to the courses page, you'll be able to see that there are some courses on the page that are free. These free courses are designed in a specific, particular way in order for every member to get the best benefit out of our services, our courses, and our services. Now, our business counselor already made mention to one aspect of the changes that are coming, and I'll talk briefly on that. After that, I'll get into the report for the stock report. That aspect has to do with the quality of our services. Now, anywhere you go, if you're going to receive something that's quality, you're going to be expected to pay the necessary cost. So from that regard, from that aspect, there will be changes taking place. A lot of these changes has to do with our company, because our company is, our business counselor. You had something to say?
No, I'll wait.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up.
Take your time, bro. You're moving smoothly, man. Go ahead, bro. I ain't know what's on my mic. My bad. Go ahead.
It's okay. So because our company is changing the status of what we represent, you may have known us as just a Forex internet company. But due to the nature of the strategy that we represent and the quality of the strategy that we represent and the benefits that this strategy has for people, there will be a status change in the nature of our business. So think of it as a Forex company becoming an investment firm. And as an investment firm, we now have to comply to investment firm rules and regulations. You follow me? So as a result of the quality of strategy and the quality of the business, et cetera, and there are other regulations and regulatory people involved and people that are going to kind of see for themselves whether or not the Forex Helper can qualify for that type of status. When that is done, then we'll give everybody the green light. We're preparing everyone for the most part. But that is the gist of what we're dealing with, guys. So if you are part of this network right now, consider yourself blessed. This is an opportunity. We're all blessed here.
Mm-hmm.
Now to our business counselor, TJ.
Yeah, like you said, it's all about change. Mentally, you got to prepare for change if you want to win. And if you want to win, you got to mentally change. Start from the top of your brain. Mentally, you got to be ready for it. If you want to win, if you want to accede to a higher level than you was before. It was all this about. That's why we already informing you guys now. So it won't be no, we didn't know. Like he said, we don't know for sure. Detail, for sure. But because everything's about to change in order for you guys to succeed even higher than you was before here, everything had to change. You know? Forex is more about, I call it, it's more just about Forex. I feel even through the Forex trading, it's going to teach you everything that's going to make you strong for life. We've been saying this for so long. It's going to teach you strength of patience, strength of, most importantly, how to control those emotions. Because trading, it can cause you to go through all types of emotions, man. Some of us already experienced that, right? Cause you to be angry, upset, make hasty moves. So learning as we progress further into this program for you guys, it's going to teach you how to control the emotions. So when you deal with a situation in your home or in your business or world, you'll know how to deal with it now because you're learning just through Forex trading. So this is an education program, what they call Win University. But I'm going to stop talking because he got to give you his stock. But just prepare for the new change. We're going to go with this last commercial, and then Gabriel's going to take it. He's going to take it all the way to the end. Commercial.
Learn how to trade online with one-on-one personal mentorship. Get accurate market signals with our winning trading strategy. Get free stock market signals and expert account money management with actual verified proven results. The Forex Helper team is here to help you succeed with your long-term financial goals. Take part in this exciting and life-changing opportunity at theforexhelper.com.
All right. Definitely take advantage of this opportunity here at theforexhelper.com. I think I've already spoken a lot about the opportunity, but I want you guys to actually experience it, you know? And once you experience it yourself, it's going to be less of me talking about how, you know, great the company is and the strategy and stuff like that. It's going to be less of that type of almost like trying to convince you. You know, that's one of the reasons why we came up with the proof page, the strategy proof page. So we'll let our work speak for itself. In fact, we'll even let our members speak for us. And that will be the case from this point forward. Now, let's get into the stock market report. Okay. Now, with the stock market report, it is free. When these videos are uploaded on YouTube, you're going to actually be able to see our actual stock market account. Now, it is free for now. I will say this. It is free for now. We're going to look for a lot of members to really participate in the stock market report. We want the stock market report to really be engaging, okay? Because a lot of the stock market report, I can get into the fundamentals of it. I can get into the technical aspect of it. When you're looking at the screen, at the airing of the video on YouTube or whatever the social media platform it's on, you'll be able to see the actual running numbers, the actual running trades that are taking place. So with that being said, that's more of the technical aspect. But with the fundamental aspect, there's a lot of things that are going on as to what is the driving, what are the driving forces behind the price hike or the price decline of these stocks. And that's pretty much open for discussion, guys. I'm not an authority on that, okay? As you all well know, I'm mostly the technical guy here, all right? And so that's one of the reasons why our business counselor decided to create this platform so that we all could have our opinions, as long as they're, you know, sound in the area of what we're discussing. So as we bring up these topics, like the stocks, and when we bring up these stock topics, we're talking about certain things that are taking place within the companies and quarterly reports and things of that nature, or just general news associated with that company as to what could be the reason behind the price hike or the price drop. So we will have another venue available for those of you who want to take it a step further. We actually do have that platform available on our website. Once you become a member, we'll talk more about that. We'll start to present that a lot more. And that's the discussion. We have the WIN discussion, which is a forum. So in that forum, we'll be placing these things on the videos. We'll talk about it. We'll have a link to the bottom of the video that will lead you to those forums. And we can have very insightful, engaging discussions. Okay? So I want to move from the Apple aspect of this discussion. We'll touch a little bit as to what's taking place with Apple. Now, the stock in Apple we currently have is a buy. We're at $29 profit. We bought this stock at $127, and this was back on December 16th, 2020, and we've profited about $29 so far. All right, it's been kind of a bumpy ride. 3 weeks ago, Apple's quarterly return was very good, but as of right now, we would now have to actually collect our profit on this stock. We would then reposition ourselves according to the technical aspect, mainly from current market movement. Some of you may ask, why Gabriel, why current market movement right now? I will answer that another time because it was kind of a long explanation. You can still hold current market value if that's what you decide. But in this case, it'll be current market movement with this particular stock. Long-term, Apple's endeavors are very good. They're looking to do something like create an Apple car. But of course, there's going to be a long and bumpy road with that. And the same is true, like, with the other companies that are doing that. We know Tesla, for example, but there are other tech companies that are also endeavoring in that area of the smart car. There's a lot of, that's the trend. You got to be able to look at the trend. That's the trend of the future, smart cars. We won't be able to really drive ourselves around anymore. And whoever has the keys to that sector will pretty much have a big dominance in society and business and you name it. So Apple wants a piece of that pie. So that's the long term. So definitely if you're going to take Apple long term, that'll be a great stock to take. But just know right now that if you're holding that long term, you're going to definitely get into a misalignment right now as the current market movement is going at a sell. So we're going to go ahead and sell that. I'm going to go ahead and close that out right now for a profit of $30. Now we're on Amazon. Amazon right now, we bought that at $3,223. It's currently at $3,300, and that profited us $914 in profit. So now the decision is, are we going to continue to hold Amazon? Are we going to let it go? And if so, what should we do about it? And that's where the research comes in. Now, with the research on Amazon stock, the profit of that is also going to start to diminish. We're going to actually start to see a sell trend take place with our Amazon stock as well. So with the Amazon stock, we're at $914. We had a lot more than that before. So we will continue to, I apologize. We're taking current market movement, so we will take profit on that as well. We're going to collect our profit on Amazon for $894. I'm going to go ahead and we just close that out also. Now, the next stock that we're going to be looking at right now is the stock of Boeing. Okay. Boeing had some issues. Their stock ticker symbol is BA. We bought it at $207 and we're currently at $215. We bought it back on February 3rd and we're going to go ahead and collect our actually save our $85, not collect. Okay. Now, on the next stock market report, we're going to look at what's taking place with Boeing. We're going to look at the fundamental aspects of what's taking place with Boeing. We're also going to look at what's taking place with Amazon as to what could be the main reasons behind the decline of the share prices on Amazon. There are fundamental indicators out there, and we're going to search for them. You can kind of think of this as your homework. For those of you who want to engage in this discussion, go out and look for some articles out there. Do your research. Find out exactly what's taking place with Amazon. Again, remember, this is all according to our current market value and current market movement strategies. I already gave some examples with Apple from the long-term perspective and also from the short-term perspective. I didn't really talk about the short-term perspective. I'll just mention it really quickly. Apple is currently going through something that's very new with them, and that is malware. There has been a malware that's actually discovered that is attacking the Apple processor, which is very interesting to say because Apple is not known for that. It's usually Windows that's known for that. But now we have Apple that's actually starting to be known for viruses. So that's a very interesting insight on that as well. And another situation, we have this ongoing battle between Apple and Epic Games, known as the creators of Fortnite, and they had a whole breakup last year, and that's still not out of the woodwork. Okay, so there's this whole issue with Apple, and there's a complaint that's been brought about by Epic Games and Apple. So all of these things play a part. Okay, the public relations and the public image of Apple does play a major role and the driving factor of their stock prices. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and end this daily financial market report, and we'll see you on the next daily financial market report. Guys, be safe out there, and God bless.